It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Long time no talk. Some East Coast Cubs baseball standing in the way of the program the last couple days. So it's great to be here. Hope your week's been going well. Hope you've been staying cool. My goodness. It's like this is what a... So now I know what a pizza roll in the oven feels like. I mean, holy cow. That I will say this, and I don't want to get bogged down into the weather talk, but the freak out that is on the news, like the graphics that are shown and the words that are chosen, it's like as if it's never been over 110 with a heat index in the state of Iowa before. I mean, last I checked, that happens damn near every summer. It's like when you get the first thunderstorm in the spring, and there's going to be 18 tornadoes and 12 feet of rain, and lightning's going to strike everybody's house. Or it's like when you get the first snow. You know, there hadn't really been that, like, extremely hot stretch in the summer yet. Like, there was a couple days, because I know I played golf on what before this week had been the hottest day of the year. And it's like, yeah, probably only should have played 9 holes after about 14 when you can hardly swing a club anymore. That being said, it's like, hey, we're Iowans. We've done this before. We know how to do it. And for anybody that's a knucklehead and doesn't know how to do it, well, I mean, just turn on the news because they're going to scare you so bad that you're never going to leave your air-conditioned home. Okay, that's me, and I am now getting off the soapbox about the weather. I hope you're staying cool. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at RealColeBear. And like our Facebook page, if you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us, hammer the like button. You'll get more local statewide sports in your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Check out the website, bookmark it, matter of fact, 1650thefan.com. All sorts of local and statewide and national sports content there. Audio on demand, the podcast of this show. Tomorrow morning, you will be able, if you for some reason cannot listen tonight, to the season debut episode of the Coach's Huddle. Yes. For as many times as I have proclaimed that it is football season, it is officially football season when the Coach's Huddle begins. And Mark Simpson is standing by at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub once again. Shout out to Steve and everybody over there for another year of great sponsorship and making the show possible at such an outstanding location here in the Cedar Valley. So if you haven't made your dinner plans tonight, get out to Pepper's and thank their staff for everything that they do to make the show possible there. But if you got your dinner plans, then just keep your radio locked right here and listen to the Coaches Huddle, where, of course, the four Metro high school football coaches, Cedar Falls' Brad Remmert, Waterloo East' DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo West' Lonnie Moore, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic's Brad Schmidt, all join the one and only Mark Simpson from 6 to 7. And, of course, since it's the season debut, They'll talk about their off seasons and their lead up to the week one game, and always a little bit of a unique episode, of course, week one. So very much looking forward to hearing from all those coaches, that we have had on this show earlier in the month, as I've almost got every single coach crossed off my list that falls within our coverage area of the metro and surrounding area. And we've got a few more, like I mentioned, to cross off, and we'll cross off two of them today as in the next segment. Darren Bolin, Clarksville High School football coach, will join the show. And the Indians are coming off of a really good season in 2022, went 5-3 and made the eight-player playoffs and fell short in the first round. So they're looking to build off of that season. And Coach Bolin will join us to tell all about Clarksville football in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side in the third segment, and John Steffen, Dunkerton High School football coach, will join the show. It was a tough season for the Raiders last year. However, they did get a big win on homecoming. They hung 86 points on the board, so there's got to be something there for Coach Steffen to build off of, although it was a tough season. Seven losses against one win. We'll see what the Raiders may have in store as far as eight-player football is concerned in the third segment of today's show. So you're going to basically have 2 hours' worth of high school football talk right here tonight on The Fan. What's not to like, as the old saying goes, break off the knob. Okay, if you want to join in, 319-277-1918, questions or comments, 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Questions, comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, send it along. Just know I might read it on the air. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. We'll get to area sports news and scores, like always, here in just a few short moments. And after we're done there, that's when we take that first timeout, which includes a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this warm Wednesday. And that's, of course, putting it lightly, and looking into tomorrow and Friday. I've heard it enough times by now that the heat advisory is supposed to expire at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and only going to be 90 on Friday. So that's probably going to feel like 75, knowing anything. Also, just another quick note, as I had mentioned at the very top, East Coast Cubs baseball, well, maybe not East Coast, but Eastern Time Zone Cubs baseball in Detroit this week, preempting the show yesterday and Monday. I did record an interview that is available in the podcast section of the website, 1650thefan.com. And I encourage you to go listen to it. It is Waterloo Christian first-year football coach Andy Brimmer. Waterloo Christian, the Regents, are going to be undertaking their inaugural season. And that'll begin officially on Friday when they open their season in week one, like everybody else, competing in eight-player, like you might imagine. However, Coach Brimmer told me they've got 34 young guys out for football, and there's only going to be, which is, I mean, this is nearly unprecedented. He said there's only going to be like two guys that play both offense and defense. So I thought that was really cool, among many things that we talked about, just because, you know, talking to all these coaches in the preseason, it kind of is what it is. We talk about the offseason, the lead up here in these practices when the pads come on. We talk about you know, how they see their team coming together. But interviewing Coach Brimmer about a program that's just getting itself off the ground, going to play its inaugural season, that's not something you get to do every day. So, once again, encourage you to go check that out. Waterloo Christian first-year football coach Andy Brimmer on the podcast section of our website, talking about the Regents' inaugural 2023 season. Okay, let's go ahead and get right into it. Area sports news and scores. For those of you that are new around here, I guess I should include, after we're done talking Dunkerton football in the third segment, that's when we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time, wrap up the show before we hand the baton to Mark Simpson with the coaches huddle tonight. All right, now, area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. Three Metro volleyball teams opened their seasons last night in Class 5A. Fifth-ranked Cedar Falls swept Dubuque Senior. Dubuque Hempstead swept Waterloo West, and Fort Dodge got past Waterloo East 3-1. Due to the warm weather, the Waterloo East versus Waterloo West volleyball match scheduled for tomorrow night has been postponed, and we are waiting more information to let you know when that match will be rescheduled. The high school football season kicks off in earnest Friday with week one, and in the Metro, beginning in Class 5A, fifth-ranked Cedar Falls, I'm getting choked up just thinking about football going, fifth-ranked Cedar Falls plays at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Tigers were 8-3 last season. However, one of those three losses, a 24-7 setback at home to the Prairie Hawks. And you can, of course, listen to that game on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, pregame show around 6:45 on Friday night. Dave Finnegan back on the call. In other Metro games this Friday night, Waterloo West takes on Waterloo East at Memorial Stadium, the 109th all-time meeting between the two rivals. The Wallhawks, they've got the bragging rights. They've won the last 10 in that series. And finally, in Class 1A, 7th-ranked Waterloo Columbus opens on the road at perennial power Dyersville Beckman. The UNI women's soccer team used a late rally to defeat Southern Utah 3-2 yesterday in Cedar Falls. Panthers trailed 2-0 with 11 minutes left in the match and roared back for the win. Former Waverly Shell Rock standout Macy Smith sparked the comeback, scoring a pair of goals for the Panthers, including the go-ahead winner with just 57 seconds remaining. UNI is now 3-0 this season. The Panthers return to action tomorrow at Western Illinois. UNI quarterback Theo Day, offensive lineman Jared Penning, and tight end Alex Allen have been named to the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl watch list. The Senior Bowl showcases elite draft prospects from around the country in front of coaches from all 32 NFL teams. Day, Penning, and Allen, highly decorated student athletes who have all received multiple preseason honors heading into this 2023 season. The Reese's Senior Bowl takes place Saturday, February 3rd at noon in Mobile, Alabama, and it's televised on NFL Network. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz announced today that defensive tackle Noah Shannon, who has acknowledged his involvement in sports wagering, has been suspended for the season. Ferentz told reporters in Iowa City the school would appeal the NCAA's decision. Shannon has not been charged in the state's criminal investigation of illegal sports wagering by college athletes. He said on August 11th he cooperated with the NCAA and provided information. He's a senior from Aurora, Illinois. He started 28 games and came out of spring practice listed as the number one defensive tackle. Iowa senior quarterback Cade McNamara has been named to the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award watch list. The award is presented annually to the top senior or upperclassman quarterback set to graduate prior to transferring to Iowa as a junior at Michigan. McNamara completed 210 of 327 passes for 2,576 yards and 15 touchdowns. The Iowa women's basketball program received a big in-state commitment from Davenport North guard Journey Houston. Houston is a two-time All-State selection entering her junior year at Davenport North. ESPN ranks her as the number 19 recruit in her class and number one recruit in the state of Iowa. She's a 5'11 guard and last year as a sophomore almost averaged a double-double, scoring 18.8 points and grabbing 9.4 rebounds. She helped lead Davenport North to the state tournament. All right, let's take this time out. National Sports Update, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we come back and talk high school football with Clarksville coach Darren Bolin. That's next right here on The Fan.
Now, your National Sports Update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lohengrin.
The Baltimore Ravens have signed pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million. Clowney spent the past two seasons with the Ravens' AFC North rivals, the Cleveland Browns. The Washington Commanders named Sam Howell their starting quarterback. Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst said today that they will not be trading left tackle David Bakhtiari. The Indianapolis Colts have signed receiver James Washington. The Houston Texans signed running back Larry Roundtree. Major League Baseball has suspended suspended San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler for tonight's game at Atlanta for returning to the dugout after he was ejected from a game this past Tuesday night against the Tampa Bay Rays. At Wrigley Field, the Kansas City Royals held on for a 4-3 victory over the Chicago Cubs. Right now in Game 1 of a doubleheader at Cleveland, the Tigers a 3-1 lead over the Guardians in the fifth.
This Ron Coomer. What's better than Cubs baseball on 1650 The Fan? Cubs baseball on FM at 102.3 throughout the Cedar Valley.
If you need a garage, you need action. Action Garage Builders.
Hi there. Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
Cooper's Tap Room at the bottom of College Hill in Cedar Falls is now open. And as soon as you step foot inside, you'll see that Cooper's Tap Room is not your usual College Hill bar, as it offers a wide array of ice-cold tap beers, signature, and seasonal drinks, a delectable, unique menu, and the environment you desire with TVs all around and the feel of a longtime local establishment. Find out more at CoopersTapRoom.com or by following them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this. Or this. Or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
The NFL preseason wrapping up this weekend before the regular season opener on September 7th with Kansas City facing Detroit. This Thursday night, the Atlanta Falcons will host the Pittsburgh Steelers in an exhibition contest at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Steelers are a 4.5-point road favorite, -210 on the money line. The Falcons +175 with an over-under of 38.5. Also Thursday night, the Philadelphia Eagles are home to take on the Indianapolis Colts. Colts a 4.5-point road favorite, -200. Philadelphia +170. Over under 38.5. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Desiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 79. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 97 tomorrow. Lows around 72 tomorrow night. Upper 80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 101.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. A Wednesday edition of Cole & Company in progress, and we are what we like to call efforting one Darren Boland, Clarksville High School football coach, scheduled to join us today on the show. But in the meantime, while we work to get Coach on the line with us, yesterday the Wartburg football team held its annual media day, and Coach Chris Winter met the media, of course. All right, I think I'm being told that we have, we'll pivot here. I think I'm being told that we have Coach Boland. So I tell you what, we'll just take a quick little timeout. I'll get connected with Coach Boland. We'll come right back. We'll talk Clarksville football next right here on The Fan.
Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event is going on now. Take an extra 25% off top brands like DKNY, Calvin Klein, On 34th, INC, and more with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, get your fall beauty essentials with 15% off skincare, fragrances, makeup, and more. And Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus. For more than 75 years, UMGC has been giving working adults the affordable, accredited, online education you need to reach the future you want. Because the path to success is different for everyone, we offer more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, along with success coaches and lifetime career services. Our online and hybrid courses and services let you learn on your schedule. No-cost digital materials in place of most textbooks, affordable tuition, and financial resources make UMGC accessible. And with no application fee through August 31st, there's no better time to get started. Find the education you need to create the future you want. Choose from fields like business, healthcare, cybersecurity, IT, and more, and take the next step in your career. Apply by August 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by Chev.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. We're joined now by Clarksville High School football coach Darren Bolin, and I shame on me, I forgot, and I had studied this, knew this, and actually followed along on Twitter last Friday night that the Indians were one of a handful of teams in the state to play a Week 0 game and got a 34-32 win at home against Belle Plaine. Coach Bolin, I'd ask you how you're doing, but your team's already 1-0. You got to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty happy with starting out 1-0, and we're even happier, I guess, because it was against a quality team. You know, we got the Week 0 game lined up with them kind of late, and it was a good start to our season.
And take us inside that win a little bit, because a two-point win, that's got to have some dramatics to it. So what's still front of mind as you think back on how it came to be?
Well, you know, we wanted to play Belle Plaine. We put them on our list as number one. They put us as number one. And usually the state gives you those games, but for some reason they didn't schedule us. And Belle Plaine's district was short one game, so we decided to play a Week 0. And my brother is the head coach there, and it made it kind of a fun opener for us. Our kids were excited about playing, and we ran the ball really well. Friday night, I think we had two guys over 150 yards rushing, and we had some big plays, and we got off to a great start that first quarter, got up 20-0, and then we kind of held on at the end. We had to convert a 4th and 6 to keep the ball in our possession to run out the clock.
Okay.
It was a pretty exciting game from start to finish.
Clarksville High School football coach Darren Bolin, our guest right now. One of the handful of teams in the state that can say that they're 1-0, as Coach was just recapping a dramatic 34-32 Week 0 win at home against Belle Plaine there. Clarksville, 5-3 a season ago in 2022, was a 8-player playoff qualifier and fell short in the first round. And looks like your team is well on its way to building off of the success of last season, Coach Bolin. What have you identified as the ways that the team can raise its game, given what's come back, and as I'm sure everybody is hoping for and working for, win some more games and go deeper into the playoffs? And it sounds like live radio strikes again today, as it looks like we may have lost connection there with Coach Bolin. That's a wrap right there. Tell you what, everybody, bear with me here. I'm going to take another quick break, and we'll see if we can. Well, hold on. Hang with me here. No, that's not Coach Bolin either. All right. Well, I tell you what. Well, let's take this timeout before I get any more wise ideas live on the air. We'll take another timeout. We'll try to reconnect with Coach Bolin and talk some more Clarksville football. You're listening. I hope you're still listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Staples has big savings on everything for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on tech for the classroom or your business with up to $250 off select computers. And save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Plus, right now at Staples, you can save even more with $50 off your print order of $150 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Print offer ends 8/26. Visit staples.com/print for details. Tech offer ends 9/16. In-store only. See associate for details.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
All right, we're back. And Clarksville High School football coach Darren Bolin, our guest, able to reconnect there quickly. Coach Bolin, I was asking you before we lost connection that your team 5-3 a season ago. You're off to a 1-0 start this year. You bring a decent amount back from that team. What have you, your staff, your players identified as the ways you can, you know, take steps forward and hopefully win some more games this year and make it deeper into the playoffs?
Well, you know, last year we focused on the run quite a bit, and I think we threw the ball only 35 times all season, and I think in order for us to build on the success that we had last year, and one of our goals is to advance further into the playoffs than what we did last year, I think in order to do that, we're going to have to throw the ball a little bit more than what we did last year. And we've been working on it. The first game, I guess, when I look back at it, we only threw the ball 5 times. So I guess we're on track to throw it more, but... I really would like to throw the ball about 10 to 12 times a game, because our running game is going to be our strength, but we do have to throw the ball a little bit more to loosen up those defenses and keep them honest. So we've been working on it, and that's one of the things that I think is going to be a key to our success this year.
Now, your season has already began, but all the coaches in our area that I've been talking to in the lead up to week one, Coach Bolin, I make a point to ask about their off season, because off seasons are important in every sport, but particularly in football when it comes to the weightlifting, the conditioning for 11-man teams playing 7-on-7 and or 8-man playing 5-on-5, maybe some team camps. What can you tell us in terms of the work that you and your guys put in this off season that, like we just talked about, hopefully will play a part in a better passing game and a deeper playoff run?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a huge emphasis for when I took over last year, was we got to get in the weight room, and we have guys that have bought in. You know, we're averaging, we got 21 guys on the team, and we're averaging 19, 20 kids in the weight room every morning. So, you know, we're striving for that perfect attendance, but, you know, the kids are doing a great job getting in there, and it's been all year, like you said. I mean, we lift 3 days a week all year, so, and it's going to be it's been a huge impact on our program. Our kids have bought in on it, and it's only going to help us, you know, in the long run. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get faster. So that was a main emphasis. And then, you know, in the summertime, we didn't do a lot of, you know, we don't do 7-on-7. We don't do a lot of 5-on-5 or whatever you want to call it for 8-man, because, you know, realistically, we don't throw the ball that much. But,
yeah.
We did have, you know, practices throughout the summer a couple times a week to really focus on our offense and to go over our defensive schemes. So kids have really put in the time.
Clarksville High School football coach Darren Bolin, our guest for a couple more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Indians play host to North Iowa this Friday. And before we talk about that matchup with Coach real quickly, let's talk about your defense. We haven't gotten to that just yet. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere about 5 of your top 7 tacklers back from that defensive unit from a season ago when you guys were 5-3, Coach. So, you know, what have you seen on that side of the ball, and what are you asking those guys to do so they can raise their game now a year, you know, a year along here?
Well, yeah, we have quite a few coming back, you know, 5 out of 7. And I think we're very athletic on that side. And last Friday we did a great job in that first half. We held Belle Plaine to one score, and they had a couple of big plays. And if you take those away, we were forcing them to drive the length of the field, and that's what we want. And our guys are just, you know, they take pride on the defensive side. And, you know, for me, in eight-man, I'm new to eight-man. Last year was my first year in eight-man, and I'm still learning some of the tricks of what will work in eight-man versus the 11-man game. So kids are doing a great job. We change up. When we watch film, we change up a little bit from week to week and make some adjustments, and the kids are pretty flexible, and they catch on pretty quick. So very happy with our defense.
That's awesome to hear. Let's talk about this Friday night's week one matchup, your second game of the season. As I mentioned, playing host to North Iowa. What do you know in terms of a scouting report, and ultimately what do you think can make the difference for your team to be 2-0?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to defend the pass. You know, we kind of struggled with that week zero. We were in position to make plays, but they had some tall receivers, and they caught the ball over top of us. So we were there, but we just got to make the plays. And North Iowa coming in, they got some athletes. They're going to throw the ball. I think that's going to be their strength. So we got to be ready to be able to play cover one, man up on them, and then switch to a zone when. So we're going to ask our guys to be flexible and to adjust. And if one thing is working better than the other, we're going to kind of stick to that. So, but we got to find out what's going to be our strength against them, because I think, you know, one of our strengths is our speed. And we can match up with their athletes with our speed. And it's just having our front line man the line of scrimmage so that our athletes can defend the pass.
Coach Bolin, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Real pleasure to talk to you and learn more about your Clarksville football team. Best of luck, best of health this season, and we'll have to catch up with you at some point, hopefully after you guys have racked up a bunch more W's, okay?
All right, sounds great. I appreciate it.
Hey, likewise. Take care, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.
Clarksville High School football coach Darren Bolin, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. We'll pay the bills, come back on the other side. We'll talk more football, more eight-player football. Dunkerton High School football coach John Steffen joins us next right here on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by Your Life Iowa. Free support 24/7 at yourlifeiowa.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says defensive tackle Noah Shannon has been suspended for the season as part of a gambling investigation. Shannon announced in July he was skipping Big Ten media days due to his involvement in the probe. Iowa officials will appeal Shannon's suspension. The Hawkeyes open at home September 2nd against Utah State. Iowa State senior tight end Easton Dean says competition at key spots will make the Cyclone offense better. ISU is without quarterback Hunter Deckers and running back Jirell Brock in fall camp due to the gambling probe.
Ultimately, it helps the whole offense. Everybody's getting better. Like, those guys are competing. It's like receivers, tight ends, linemen are competing. It's like iron sharpens iron, and we're just going to get better every single day.
And the Cyclones open the season at home September 2nd against UNI. This is Radio Iowa.
Naloxone can help you save someone's life. If you know someone that takes pain medication, or they have prescription narcotics and there are young children in the home, or they use drugs that include opioids, an overdose could happen. Naloxone could save their life. Naloxone is a nasal spray, and it is easy to use. You can get Naloxone for free from many local pharmacies. So ask your pharmacist about getting Naloxone, and be prepared to save a life. A message from Iowa HHS.
Agra America was built for the American farmer and rancher. A great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agraamerica.com. Your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. agraamerica.com.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. In my truck, I'll remember to follow at a safe distance. When you need to merge in front of a truck, please leave plenty of space. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What does it mean to be bold? To me, being bold means to dream bigger, live better, and make an impact. I'm Dr. Jared Smith, superintendent of schools for the Waterloo Community School District, where we're gearing up for another awesome and enriching school year. With over 10,000 students across 21 campuses, our district remains one of the largest in the state of Iowa. We use our 21st century curriculum to teach our students to be bold, and we couldn't do any of this without the strong, ongoing support of our parents, teachers, staff, administrators, local businesses, and city officials. Thank you all for everything you do to support the Waterloo Community School District, with the ultimate objective of helping each student in the district to be bold and achieve their goals. Learn more about how we provide educational opportunities for every student at waterlooschools.org.
The Waterloo Community School District, where the future is now.
Yeah, you copy,
Tommy's
Mark.
Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other.
All right,
download the Tommy
good.
Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash, it's your
that
time
one
to shine.
Sounds quieter. I barely heard you at first.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
And super fans. Game days and tailgates. At State Farm agent Brad Jacobson's office, we know another winning combination, home and auto insurance. Myself and my team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which also will save you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call me, State Farm agent Brad Jacobson, at 277-4134 today.
And like a good neighbor.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive
cord,
warranty
I'm not sure much,
and
what
a
7-year,
100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and
all right,
even
I gotta
a complimentary
go back on the air.
Paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back. You know, I usually say we roll along. The way today's show's gone, it's like we trudge along. Can only go up from here. But it was fun talking Clarksville football with Coach Darren Bolin, despite the phone issues that we did encounter. We were able to have a good conversation, and if you missed it, it'll be available at the end of the hour at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Right now, we go to Dunkerton, where high school football coach John Steffen is joining us to talk about the Raiders. Coach Steffen, thanks so much for being here. Hope your summer went well. How you doing today?
Really good. Just trying to stay cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's key right now. How's that affected practice this week? I mean, everybody's going up here to week one, and I think I had seen Cedar Falls was practicing in the mornings. I mean, how have the Raiders adjusted?
We've kept our practice times at the same times, but we've adjusted how we're doing things. We're limiting the amount of time that we're getting outside and doing those kinds of things. We're fortunate to have pretty good facilities here at a small school that we can get some decent work inside while still getting out a little bit where we can be safe and make sure that our kids are doing all right while we're out there for limited times.
That's good to hear. When it comes to your off season, you like your guys in terms of weightlifting, conditioning, or maybe getting to some camps. What can you tell us about the work that went in?
I would say our off season this past summer was night and day difference from the previous year. I was telling some of our parents at our parent meeting last week that the previous year we had only had one kid that had earned enough off season points to be able to be captain eligible, whereas this year we had six kids and then some other guys that were awfully close to earning enough points to be able to be captain eligible for our team. So like I said, it was night and day difference from just that commitment and that dedication, and it's showing so far.
That's great to hear. And to dig in on that a little bit, Coach Stephan, as we talk Dunkerton High School football right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company, can you put your finger on anything in particular that you think obviously has stirred up your guys and provoked what seemingly seems to be a more fierce dedication and a work toward, you know, more success this season?
I think that there's just a lot of excitement about the group of guys that we have this year and what they're capable of doing, especially if they're all there working hard together. We're fortunate enough this year to be getting a decent number of guys back out that we had been missing the year prior, and so we're really excited to welcome those guys back. And like I said, we're seeing early dividends really quick of like what they're going to be able to do and what they're going to be able to bring to the team.
When you mention guys coming back on this team, I do know that from a season ago, quarterback and running back, both a part of a senior class that graduated. So what does Dunkerton look like on offense right now, knowing that, you know, a couple of the most important skill positions vacated by graduation?
Obviously losing a kid like Van Langen from last year, that's a big loss anytime. But now with some of our guys that we have now, we're going to be able to be more diverse, be able to be more, be able to spread the ball around a lot more, be more dangerous in that way. And the guys that are coming in, like I said, they've been committed, they've been dedicated, and they're up to speed with what we're doing and what we're expecting of them. And we had a scrimmage last week against Central Cater, who's fallen on some hard times themselves as well. But regardless, I was extremely impressed with how our guys went out, how they executed, how they played, how they attacked.
Good.
And so I'm super excited. Usually you think from week one to week two, you usually see your biggest improvements. You know, but I'm hoping to see and excited to see if we can have a similar jump from our scrimmage to our first real game.
And how about with being more diverse, as you mentioned, offensively, given the guys that are going to be out there this season, Coach Stephan, what does that put on you and your staff in terms of, you know, putting a game plan together and scheming up an offense to best utilize the skills of the guys that you have at your disposal?
To me, it just makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cause you get to, you know, you've got multiple guys that can stretch the field, that can catch the ball, that can run the ball, that can, you know, that can threaten the other team, you know, then obviously that always, I mean, that's obviously going to open up other things for other guys too. And when you've got multiple threats at once that could take it to the house on any play, you know, that's a lot for a defense to deal with and a lot to, you know, try to prepare for as well.
Let's look at your defense. When you had mentioned before, guys back on this team, I think it's five of your top seven tacklers from last year's defense back. How can that side of the ball, given the experience that returns, step their game up and really be a reason why you guys, you know, find more success and win more games this year?
I think everything defensively is probably going to start with a guy that we've had the last 2 years too. He's been an all district player for us as a freshman and as a sophomore. Ty Lindquist does a lot of great things at linebacker, flies all over the field, is always around the football. We've got one of our young men that's coming back, Dalton Weepy. I think he's going to do a great job, man, in the middle of the field as well. He's an extremely smart, intelligent kid, knows what teams are trying to do and knows how to defend it. Chris Brown, he's one of our defensive backs, one of the fastest kids that's probably going to be on the field on any given night. He's going to be really hard to beat on defense, and he's going to be extremely dangerous offensively too. And we had another one of our guys that were getting back this year as a senior, Jacob Snyder, just made a tremendous amount of plays in our scrimmage last week. And, you know, and he's a kid that can be, you know, he's got size, he's got got athleticism, and he can be as good as he wants to be, and he's been showing us that he wants to be great. So it's been really exciting to watch.
Just a little bit of time left here with Dunkerton High School football coach John Steffen on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, just what stuck out about your team in preseason practices, you know, going all the way back before even the pads went all the way on? What have you gotten out of your guys this month from all this time spent, you know, this hard work in the lead up to week one that makes you most encouraged?
Just the knowledge that they all have about what we're trying to do. You know, a lot of times when you're coming into week one, you're still really trying to just harp on some of the main, you know, the main principles of your offense or how you want things done, what some of the rules are, where they need to be for what play, et cetera, et cetera. And for the most part, kind of our core group of guys, we've probably got a group of about maybe 10 to 11 of them that are just really on top of all of that. Like, it's not something where you've got to be, you know, correcting them after every couple plays or whatever. They're playing crisp. They're not having to think about what they're doing. They hear the play, they understand what needs to happen, and then they just go out and do it. And so, like I said, that allows them to play a lot faster and just do really well that way.
That's great to hear. And when it comes to this week one matchup, you're going to be taking on West Central at home. What do you know in terms of a scouting report on West Central?
Well, as I tell the guys every time that we play West Central, Coach Milder, I mean, he's forgotten more about football than I know. I mean, he's been doing it forever. I've got a ton of respect for him, and his teams are always well coached. They're prepared. They're ready to go. So you've got to be sound in what you're doing offensively, defensively. You've got to be ready to have, you know, counter punches and things like that, because there's going to be stuff that obviously they're going to be working on to try to take away defensively. And then offensively, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. They're returning some upperclassmen, but they had a really strong senior led team last year, and so most of those seniors, they had about 9, 10 seniors that ate up most of the playing time. Now, I know some of those other guys were probably getting a lot of JV reps.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and what those guys do well or do the best. So we have a few things that we're preparing for and looking to be ready for, but you got to be ready for the curveball too, because you just never know when you're going to be kind of resetting and having a completely different personnel group.
Well, Coach, best of luck, best of health this season with your Dunkerton Raiders. As always, a pleasure to have you on the show and be talking Raiders football. And we'll be sure to catch up with you at some point during the regular season. And like I said, best of luck to your guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, Coach.
You too.
John Steffen, Dunkerton High School football coach, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. So, if we're digging into the numbers here, we're going to have one more coach on the show tomorrow, and it'll be a hustle-up edition of the show as the Cubs stay out east and begin a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So that's going to be a handoff to the Cubs radio network at 5:30. But Jacob McMartin, first-year coach for the Jessup Jayhawks, will join us tomorrow on the show. And at that point, all 20 of the area high school football teams in our coverage area, their coaches will have appeared on this show. And we tell you, get maximum sports, right? It's not just lip service, okay? And if you missed any of those, all of them except the most recent ones, like these two today and what's coming up tomorrow, everything else available at the website, 1650thefan.com. Listen on demand. And I don't think you could be any more informed of a Cedar Valley high school football fan than digging back through that library and listening to a bunch of great guys who have come on here and talked about what surely looks like a whole bunch of great football teams that are going to be kicking it off coming up here on Friday night. And in Clarksville's case, having kicked off last Friday night with a win, sitting at 1-0, 34-32 over Belle Plaine. So let's take this time out. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, where you tuned in to the Dan Patrick Show this morning. They're over in Ireland ahead of that Notre Dame-Navy game that's going to be taking place on Saturday. Week zero for college football is this weekend. And the one and only Will Ferrell was a honorary Danette. I don't know if that's going to be the case for the rest of the week or not. But an already great show was somehow an even a little bit better today. It was a treat what I was able to listen to this morning at the Dan Patrick Show. Of course, weekday mornings from 8 to 11 here on The Fan. And we'll get Dan's Above the Noise coming up here in this timeout. Then we'll come back for a final time and wrap up the show right here on The Fan.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Buccaneers have decided to let Baker cook. Tampa named Baker Mayfield their starting quarterback Tuesday. The former first overall pick in 2018 beat out 2021 second rounder Kyle Trask for the job. Elsewhere, Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin got some good health news after leaving Monday night's win over Baltimore early with a toe injury. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports an MRI on the Pro Bowler revealed no major damage, and the team is optimistic he'll be ready for week one. The news not as good for Seahawks first-round pick Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He underwent wrist surgery after getting injured in Saturday's preseason game against the Cowboys. Head coach Pete Carroll says his rookie receiver could miss 3 to 4 weeks. And despite the Colts giving him permission to seek a trade Monday, Jonathan Taylor did attend the team's practice Tuesday. But the All-Pro running back remained sidelined with an ankle injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
MidIowa Electric Motors and Equipment has over 20,000 square foot of warehouse inventory, making it the largest motor warehouse in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and now in Central Iowa. I'm Ryan Lehner. We are your leading source of replacement motors with more than 2,500 motors in stock. We also carry a variety of pulleys, capacitors, and belts. MidIowa's repair shops in Mason City and now in Kesley, Iowa are capable to rebuild or replace your existing motors. Visit us online at MidIowa.com and on location at 16455 Lark Avenue, southeast of Mason City and now in downtown Kesley, Iowa.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When people look at your farm, they just see corn. But to you, it's a lot more than that. It's a college fund, your retirement plan. And it deserves trait protection that can stand up to heavy pressure threats like corn woodworm. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is trusted on over 1 million acres to protect the things that mean more. Trade up at SmartStaxPro.com. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, where applicable, grain marketing, and all other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Today's NFL is centered around the passing game. That, combined with a short shelf life, has tanked the value of premier running backs. Look at what's going on in Indy with Jonathan Taylor. He's been one of the league's best backs the last three seasons, but with the contract extension looming, the Colts have officially allowed Taylor to seek a trade. In an era where the league is obsessed with attacking defenses through the air, it's hard to say what the Colts may get in return, although they've asked for a first-round pick. Although running backs don't hold nearly as much value as they used to, Taylor can make a significant impact. The Niners made it all the way to the NFC title game after acquiring Christian McCaffrey. LeSean McCoy made three Pro Bowls with the Bills after Chip Kelly traded him away from Philadelphia. And Marshawn Lynch helped the Seahawks to multiple Super Bowls after being dealt from Buffalo. So although running backs may be a dying breed, a contender could certainly gain an advantage if they're willing to pull the trigger on a former All-Pro running back. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
College football is back. That's right, college football back, and so are the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code Patrick, That's code Patrick only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In partnership with Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races, all games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA terms.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday, the season debut episode of the Coach's Huddle, mere minutes away. Mark Simpson standing by at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, where he's set to be joined by Cedar Falls coach Brad Rimmer, Waterloo East DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo West Lonnie Moore, and Waterloo Columbus Catholics Brad Schmidt to break it all down ahead of week one. My thanks to Clarksville coach Darren Bolin and Dunkerton's John Steffen for joining today's show. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the Coach's Huddle.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.
Got a copy. Sounds good.